Thanks, everyone, for joining us on what is another big step for our ongoing commitment to downtown and partnership with the city of Jacksonville and Mayor Lenny Curry. You know, our goal is pretty simple. We want to do as much as we can to have more people work downtown, to have more people visit downtown, to have more people live downtown, because we know if we're able to accomplish that, not only will this be an even better place to call home, it's also going to support us in our number one goal is to make sure that we have a stable NFL franchise here in Jacksonville forever. So this is another step in that journey. These projects just don't happen overnight, and they don't happen without the help of a lot of people. And that usually starts with the strength of a partnership. And our partnership with the city of Jacksonville could not be stronger than it is today. And we'll get even stronger in the future. And the person who is responsible for that, in addition to my boss, Shad, is the mayor of the city of Jacksonville, Lenny Curry. Lenny.
Thank you, Mark. This is a special day. You know, when I think back to what we started, this relationship and this partnership, my administration and myself personally, gosh, just about a year and a half ago. And here we are, announcing acts and on the cusp of the first of the entertainment that we'll see here in May. So it's a relationship, as Mark said, that is strong, that continues to get stronger, and is a relationship of action. So I want to thank you, Mark, the Jaguars, Shad Khan, City Council. We're all in this together, and exciting day.
That theme of partnership extends a lot of places, and we would not be in a position to be able to make the financial commitment that Shad is making in this facility without other partners that we have in the amphitheater itself, and really led without question by our partnership with Daly's. And Aubrey Edge, the president and CEO, is with us today, but we can't thank you enough, Aubrey, for your belief in not only this project, but the belief in our ability to be able to deliver this. And most importantly, to be able to deliver the type of customer experience and customer service that your customers are used to at your store. And if we can get even close to that here, it'll be a home run for us. So, Aubrey, thanks again. We also have the great pleasure to introduce several new founding partners to this project. And the best part about it is they're all Jacksonville companies, you know, just like Daly's. And, you know, they believe in this community. They believe in putting people to work in this community. And they believe in being very positive members of this community from a corporate perspective. So first, Ellen Rafferty is with us today, the Chief Marketing, Communications, and Sales Officer from FIS. Thank you very much. Great company headquartered right here downtown. We also are proud to be able to welcome as official founding partner of Daly's Place, St. Vincent's Healthcare. And representing St. Vincent's today is Jane Lanier. Where's Jane? Jane's the president of St. Vincent's Foundation. So now, when you call me, I won't be trying to avoid your call like I have the last 2 years. But it's great to be able to welcome St. Vincent's. And, you know, the last founding partner that we're in a position to announce today, I am really particularly proud of, because this is a historic company here in Jacksonville. They probably have done as much to create awareness for this community as anyone. They operate not that far from here. They operate in a neighborhood where they play a really, really important role in keeping that neighborhood stable. And for the first time, we'll have an official relationship with Swisher International. could not be more proud to welcome this historic Jacksonville company to this project, and represented today by John Miller, the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing, and John Haley, the Vice President of Corporate Marketing. Thank you both very much. It's really significant to be able to have a company of your stature and history here in Jacksonville taking these first steps with us today. We also have another partner, and our official backstage partner, again, a Jacksonville-based company, Rimrock Companies, principally in the development business, also have some history in the music business, so we're not only anxious to pick their brain on development, but also pick their brain a little bit on music and how to make these things work. So we'd like to welcome both Wally Devlin and Micah Linton today, and thank you again for your confidence and your support of this particular project. There's been a lot of people that have been involved in this project, but nobody is sweating the details more than the people that are back there with the hard hats on today. This is a very complicated project. It's as custom of a project as you could possibly imagine. As you can see, over my shoulders, a significant amount of work has occurred already, but there's also a lot more work to happen between now and May 27th. Before we get into a construction update, I really want to take a moment to thank our partners at Hunt Construction, at Danis Construction, for the extra effort that they've made, for the creativity that they've shown as we've gone through through this process, and also, the successful completion of the work we have ahead of us. They've been outstanding partners to deliver a very, very difficult project. So we are going to open the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. You'll hear a little bit more about what the programming will be. And the other piece that's important to this is, we have more than 150 workers on site at any given time, really emphasizing job creation as a key stimulator for the community. And keep in mind, it's not only the construction jobs. It's once we get up and running, it's the jobs that are created by having 30, 35, 40 major events a year, but it's also how that spills into the community as it relates to restaurants, to convenience stores, to hotels, and to other businesses downtown. And, the key with this project is maximizing the economic impact, and we're very confident that we'll be able to deliver on that goal. We're also thrilled to announce today. We have a lot of announcements today, as you would expect, because we're getting pretty close to opening. But I'm really proud to be able to announce the leader in their field, Live Nation, as a preferred programming partner and co-facility manager. Live Nation will support Daly's Place with its expertise in sales and marketing, ticketing, customer service, and event production, and also playing the key role in terms of providing content for this wonderful facility. So with that, it's my honor to introduce Neil Jacobson, the president of Live Nation Florida. Neil.
Thank you, everybody. It is a great pleasure and honor to be here. We started discussions about 13 months ago, and after my first meeting with Mr. Kahn and Mark Glamping, Chad Johnson, and the entire Jacksonville Jaguars team, I said, we want to be in business with these people. They are a first-class organization who only do things first-class, and I'm very, very excited that we will be doing business in Jacksonville as we have for many, many years, and now we will take it to a whole nother level with Daly's Amphitheater. So let me start by announcing Memorial Day weekend, which we will be opening up with. We're very excited that Jacksonville natives, the Tedeschi Trucks Band, with special guests, will be the inaugural show at the amphitheater. They are a Jacksonville favorite who have done extremely well, rising in the face of adversity because they don't get any radio airplay, and yet they sell out venues all across the country. So we're very excited to have them as our opening show on May 27th. On Saturday, May 28th, we will have Train with special guest OAR and Natasha Bedingfield. Train's new album has actually been just released today. OAR has played the market a number of times. It's a very exciting package. It's a Live Nation tour that we are producing nationwide. to conclude, our grand opening, official grand opening show will actually be Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds, who will be playing Daly's Amphitheater on Tuesday, May 30th. Dave, the Dave Matthews Band, will not be working this summer, so Dave is doing a few select dates across the country with Tim Reynolds, his touring partner, who he has not worked with in 10 years. So this is extremely unique that they'll be doing this. It is the only date in the state of Florida. He will not be playing anyplace else, and we're very excited that he'll be appearing at Daly's Amphitheater opening weekend on May 30th. June 11th, we have Third Eye Blind with special guest Silver Sun Pickups celebrating their 20th anniversary. They, for the first time in their history, they'll be playing their debut album in its entirety. So also another Live Nation nationally produced tour. Again, very excited to be playing Daly's. Two of the most successfully critically acclaimed rock bands, Chicago and the Doobie Brothers, together will be playing July 1. Country will start with Dierks Bentley with special guests Cole Swindell and John Pardee on July 13th. On August 3rd, we're pleased to announce a tour that has just been announced nationally with Foreigner, Cheap Trick, and Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience, all three together. And on September 21st, we are proud to announce the Zac Brown Band will be playing Daly's Amphitheater. On sale information for all these shows will be forthcoming shortly. Dave Matthews, I can tell you, will be going on sale February 10. That one we have announced the on sale is February 10. They will be announcing their whole small tour shortly. All the other shows, we will be announcing on sale dates shortly, still trying to work out some of the final details. Other shows that are coming that are confirmed to play Daly's, cannot announce the dates yet and not announce on sale, but Bryan Adams will be coming to Daly's, 311 with special guests, the Goo Goo Dolls with a very special guest who we can't announce, but very special guest as well, and family favorite Kidz Bop will be here. I think during the course of the year, we're hoping to have 25 to 30 shows. Obviously got a late start as we really start Memorial Day weekend, but I think right now, with announcing these 12 acts, I'm comfortable in saying there are a number that we have pretty much confirmed. We can't announce now, but we're very excited about the opportunity to work here in Jacksonville. The mayor and the Jacksonville Jaguars team and everybody has really been great. And I thank you all for coming out. Appreciate it.
So we're excited about that, and as we've now started describing it, that's just the first wave of shows that are going to be announced at Daly's Place. I also have to take a moment. It's going to be an unbelievably exciting night on Tuesday when Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds. But you know that Saturday night with the Tedeschi Trucks Band, and you think about the history of the Trucks family, and our thoughts certainly go out to them on the passing of Butch Trucks this week. But from Jacksonville, Derek's guitar playing, he's a guitar playing prodigy from a very, very young age. The Southern rock influence and, you know, what this community has meant to the development of that genre of music. And the fact that both Derek and his wife, Susan, our Jacksonville Jaguar season ticket holders, it is so appropriate that they'll be playing the first show on that Saturday night. One of the other things we're excited about, and you know, this project, as I mentioned earlier, has at its very core the types of things that SHOT is committed to do to make sure that the Jaguars are a strong, financially stable NFL franchise here in Jacksonville for a long, long time to come. And so the tie between Daly's Place and the Jaguars, you know, while it's not necessarily a legal connection, separate entities, there are some connections in terms of what we're trying to accomplish. And one of the reasons that we feel so excited about this is that when shows come in, you know, a lot of times bands will have certain requirements as it relates to fan clubs and things like that. But Jaguar season ticket members will have the first opportunity to purchase show tickets for the shows that come here to Daly's. And that's a huge benefit, once again, of being a Jacksonville Jaguar season a ticket holder. And we're going to do everything within our control to make sure that Daly's Place is busy as many nights as possible throughout the entire year. Jaguar season ticket holders, our renewal process will begin next Monday, January 30th. The deadline to renew those season tickets is February 28th. And certainly encourage those season ticket holders that wish to renew to do so early, achieve your benefit, which allows you priority purchasing options for events at Daly's Place. And, you know, in addition, our customers will learn more about this on Monday, but we're bringing back loyalty ticket pricing for those season ticket holders that renew by the February 28th deadline. And anyone who renews by February 28th, their season ticket prices will be the same as they were last year. We also have a lot of exciting products within the theater to talk about. I hate to turn this into a sort of a sales situation, but you're all being so quiet and paying attention, and there's cameras here, so we have a chance to talk to our season ticket holders. But we also have some very exciting seating products inside Daly's Place. We'll have 30 loge boxes. These will be open-air boxes, capacity of 4 to 10 people. We'll have 30 of them. They're for sale now, priced between $15,000 to $35,000. The Terrace Suite. As many of you know, the design of Daly's Place, the Terrace Suite will now connect to the second balcony above Daly's Place. There's about 1,000 seats up there. We are selling a special ticket that if you buy in the Terrace Suite, you receive tickets to every Daly's Place show. You receive food and beverage for every Daly's Place show. And the average price on those will be $3,625. There's only 1,000 of them available. And the final thing is we are going to make available about 300 seats in the lower bowl where customers can purchase those. They'll be guaranteed that seat for every show that they choose to purchase the tickets to. So personal seat licenses, I guess for the first time in Jacksonville, only 300 seats. And those prices will be started at $1,000 and go up to $1,500. You know, the best place to go for information as it relates to everything about Daly's Place is the website, www.daly'splace.com. Go online, sign up for our newsletter. You can get information at that site. And if today was just the start of what we can expect from Live Nation, we could not have selected a better partner. So with that, thank you all for coming, and we cannot wait for May 27th to roll around. Thank you very much.